Today's readings from Matthew chapter 21, verse 1 to 11. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her, and tie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven." When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee."
So from the passage, there's three different things that I'll bring out. I will have the shortest message in history because I'm terribly nervous. So I'm trying to slow myself down because I realize my accent can be so hard to understand. And I've taken that on board and I'm trying really hard. So the first thing I want to draw out is who Jesus is. When we read this passage, we see a difference between who Jesus is and who the people think that he is. I'm going to read it again. I know you're probably getting sick of the passage, but I've read it about 24 times this week, so I think three times will suffice to try and get some new things into our heads. So if you want to bring it up to follow alongside as well on the screen, if that's possible. I know the Bibles aren't under your chairs, so you can either listen to me or follow through. The triumphal entry. "Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once.' This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.' The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, 'Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.' When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, 'Who is this?' And the crowd said, 'This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee.'" I want to focus on the last line. The whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." But actually, he was the Son of God. Some of them recognized that he was a prophet of importance, but they were still confused about who he was. They knew he was a prophet of importance, otherwise they wouldn't have put down the palm leaves. They wouldn't have put down their cloaks. They knew that he was something special and something sent from God, but yet they still weren't entirely sure who he was. This made me think of what I think of Jesus. Do I know him for who he actually is, or for who I've created him or want him to be? I want you to ponder that while I speak about it. Who do we worship Jesus as? Do we really know who he is? And how do we find out more about who he is? Our different responses will change through different parts of our lives, and that is completely okay. But how do we find out more about who he is? We find out through his scriptures and through seeing who he says he is. In this passage, Jesus didn't specifically talk about who he is, but in other ones he revealed himself as the Son of God. We can see his character through people that love him and follow him. And in this passage, I see the great love that he has for his people. The reason for that brings us to the second point, is people's responses and reactions to Jesus. In this passage, some of them responded with worship, some responded with obedience, others with questioning. All different responses that I've had to Jesus in different aspects of my life. But the next week, most of them shouted, "Crucify him," rather than "Hosanna to the Son of David." His closest friends and family, apart from his mum, scattered from the cross where he died. And yet Jesus knew this. We knew that he is the Son of Man. And one of the reflections of this in the passage is that he already knew his disciples would obey him. He already knew that they would take the donkey, that the master would give the donkey to them. We can see a sign here that he was the Son of Man, that he has the foreknowledge to know these things. He had the foreknowledge to know that his disciples would scatter and that they wouldn't always obey. Yet he persists with love and he still shows that he is the King of the Jews. He still comes through, lets them worship him, knowing that the next week they will betray him. But then that brings me to the third and last point. What is our reaction to Jesus? What is our response to Jesus? Right now it might be one of obedience. It might be one that is really great, or it might be one that's just questioning and wondering who he is. That could be if you're follow Jesus for 10 and 20 years. I think I have only started to scratch the surface of who Jesus is. And the more I know of him, the more I love him and want to follow him.